A debate about free speech at the University of Auckland has ended, surprise, surprise, in a protest. The debate held last Friday featured former National Party leader Don Brash, who was nearly booed off stage by protesters before counter-protesters persuaded him to stay on stage through chanting. Our Kiwi correspondent Lachlan Balfour from 95BFM joins us now to tell us more. Good morning, Lachlan.
Good morning.
Now, I thought it was going to be a little bit longer till we were talking about Don Brash again, but why were people protesting his presence at a free speech debate?
Well, sort of about a week ago, he was meant to speak at another university, Massey, but that got cancelled because of security concerns. Someone made a Facebook post, and the whole thing sort of got blown out of proportion. But it very much shone a light on this debate that had been sort of planned for months, and the timing sort of worked out quite nicely that Don Brash was there, and there were these protesters who basically weren't protesting what he was saying, but more protesting that Don Brash was there because he holds some pretty racist views. He has since he was National Party leader. He, you know, believes in sort of one law for all. So they think that he, basically because he holds these views, should be deplatformed, really.
So what were some of the ideas that Don Brash was trying to bring up at this debate?
Well, yeah, as you say, it was a free speech debate. So it was about whether or not PC culture has gone too far to then limit free speech. And he was saying he and the Conservative Party deputy leader were saying that, yes, it has gone too far, basically. And he just used, well, he sort of used these protesters as an example and said, look, they're trying to drown me out, saying I'm a racist because I hold these views that not everyone holds, and they're trying to limit my freedom of speech. So he was basically saying that PC culture has gone too far and it's limiting free speech, which, I mean, I don't agree with, but Don Brash certainly seems to think so.
Now, this seems to be a running theme in New Zealand at the moment, with us just last week talking about the no platforming of travelling alt-right speakers. Is this a big concern to many New Zealanders at the moment, or is this just a select few constantly making headlines?
It's not probably a lot of people. I mean, you look at the sort of comments on these articles on Facebook, and a lot of people don't really seem to care. They sort of are quite blasé about the whole thing and think, well, let them speak. They're not going to do anything. But there's certainly a sort of vocal minority on both sides who are quite passionate about the issue, and they just seem to keep on clashing in recent weeks. So, yeah.
I'm speaking with our New Zealand correspondent Lachlan Balfour about what's been happening across the Tasman this week. Now, in other news, a National MP has been accused of peddling fake news. What's this story?
Yes, so Judith Collins, she's a National MP, and she tweeted out a story from this news site called yournewswire.com, which apparently has this history of sort of putting out fake news articles. And the article she posted was that apparently the French passed a law basically removing the age of consent. And she tweeted this and added in Jacinda Ardern, who's the Prime Minister, saying, are we going to denounce this legislation of child sexual abuse? And then a lot of people jumped on it and said, you know, I mean, this just isn't true. This hasn't happened. This is fake news. And she's refused to delete it.
Has Jacinda Ardern responded in any way to this tweet?
No, not as far as I know. I think Jacinda's just sort of let it be. But the media's been quite vocal in saying she definitely needs to delete it. It's just the news site she got it from. They had another article last year apparently quoting Katy Perry saying, human flesh is the best meat, cannibalism got a bad rap. So, I mean, the site she got it from is just quite obviously fake. And she's saying that if she were to delete it now, it would only make things worse somehow, even though the story's been dragging on for about a week. So So, yeah, she's just really refusing to delete it.
Is it clear how she thinks it'll make it worse by deleting the tweet?
Not really. She just sort of said that, I suppose, I don't know. She's not really explained it, just that she thinks that, I don't know, her backing down would be worse than her tweeting this fake news. It's just, it's really quite bizarre, and her leader, Simon Bridges, has backed her. And it's sort of showing maybe that he's a bit weak. But, yeah, she could possibly is maybe a leadership contender if Bridges ever stands down or gets rolled. So it's sort of odd that he's not said anything. But, yeah, quite odd.
And finally, tenants in New Zealand are being denied houses over the contents of their bank statements. What kind of purchases are stopping people from getting houses?
Well, there's this property manager who says she routinely asks for bank statements, and she said that statements will literally read KFC, McDonald's, the dairy, KFC, McDonald's, court fine. And then she's then denies people the tenancy because of this. So, yeah, I mean, they're calling it sort of KFC test just because, I suppose, you know, people have a lot of fast food. They're apparently not worthy of living in your property. And it's, yeah, it's sort of sailing pretty close to breaking the law. And it's just, it's quite bizarre, really.
So is this being contested in any way? Is this being looked into in order to stop landlords such as this discriminating against their tenants?
Well, not really. The Housing Minister, Phil Twyford, has said not much, really. He says he's kind of going on about how it just shows that the rental market is heavily favoured against sort of tenants. And the I think the Privacy Commission has had a few complaints about it because obviously it's pretty invasive to ask someone's bank statements. But it's not, as I say, it's not really against the law. So there's not terribly much anyone can do about it unless, I suppose, Labour changes the law. But, I mean, they're meant to only ask for the minimum amount of information they need, but that's quite sort of in quite vague terms, so it's open to consideration. So, it's sort of highly discriminatory, and it's been abused by landlords basically to just deny tenancies to people.
And given, as you said, that New Zealand is in the midst of a housing crisis, has this hit a chord with many people?
Yeah, people are quite angry about it. I mean, sort of New Zealand First has come out and said that it's sort of outrageous and a gross invasion of privacy. People are pretty angry about it because, as someone said, you know, if the bank statement read Uber Eats, Gym, Ponsonby Restaurant, etc., rather than fast food restaurant chains, would that mean they're a more reliable money manager? So it's kind of, people just see it as, discrimination against, I suppose, lower income people, and are quite angry about it.
Well, Lachlan, thank you very much for speaking with us about these topics. Finally, before we go, it is Maori Music Month, as we mentioned last week, all through August. And we're going to play a song now from an artist called Herbs, E Papa. Can you tell us a little bit about Herbs?
Yeah, so they're sort of Pacific reggae band. So they have some Māori members and Pacifica members. And they were big in the sort of 70s and 80s when there was a lot of, I suppose, Bastion Point and the Springbok Tour were happening. And they've always been quite political. And they, put out E Papa, which is a traditional Māori, I think it's a waiata, possibly. They are probably best known as they featured with Dave Dobbin, who we sort of wheel out every big sporting event in Slice of Heaven. Don't know if it was big in Australia, but yeah, they were sort of quite popular then and have just been, yeah, very political, and this is one of their better known songs, so yes, enjoy.
Sounds great. Lachlan, thank you for speaking with me this morning.
Yeah, great to talk to you.
That was our New Zealand correspondent, Lachlan Balfour from 95BFM, speaking with me about what's been happening across the Tasman this week.